Welcome back to Speaking Millennial. We are recording. This is the first time, I think, in 14 episodes that we've actually have a legit introduction. I am Bill Spadia. Follow me at Bill Spadia on Twitter. I'm here with my co-hosts, Jessica Nutt and Jay Black.
What's going on?
At Chasing Jess Nutt and some other Twitter handle for Jay. Just find him somewhere on the web, somewhere.
At Real Donald Trump.
And we are joined by special guest, the one, the only, Steve Trevelise.
Special guest. Thank you special very much. Guest.
So, Trev, you got to go on the air in about 40 minutes.
Right.
Is it really that? So this is kind of a special treat that you're here.
It's a privilege for me.
This is two titans weathering of New Jersey radio.
How about that?
Two titans.
You got half the 101.5 scheduling right here.
Really?
Steve Trevelise, who my mom loves.
God bless your mom. She always complimented her taste. Time.
Yes. Were you here for the story?
No, he wasn't there.
He doesn't have no.
So tell it again. I think you ought to tell this story.
I called into your radio station one day and claimed to be my mom.
That was you?
Yeah.
It was when I was. Wait a minute. You didn't know the whole time?
No. I thought she said it was her mom. I didn't know.
It was when I was on. Yeah. And if you remember, she came on complimenting you, like, Steve, you're a legend. I listen to you all the time. I love you. And you were just smiling so happily. And I was like, oh, man, I'm right here. Nobody's saying anything about me, Jay Black. And then I found out it was Jessica Nutt pretending.
My greatest moment. I sent that out for a promo. I sent it tonight. I wanted it cut up.
I was going to
be part
great.
Of my opening. God bless you, Jessica.
I was honest.
I love your taste.
He had it knitted onto his shirt.
Absolutely. Yeah, testimonials. Yeah.
It's on his mug. He's got a pillow. That's it's like a.
What is it called when they do the? Is it cross stitch? Is that a cross stitch?
Crochet.
Oh yeah, crochet a blanket.
This is Speaking Millennial.
That's speaking crochet.
Hang on,
crochet.
I feel like there's got to be some hipster somewhere who's
that
like,
knows
you know,
what crochet is?
You know, it's not a real blanket unless it's crocheted yourself. That's what I do. Because these hippies with the...
There's somebody in Brooklyn that's definitely thinking that right now.
And by the way, hippies, I just need to tell you this. You should be aware, I have one superpower. And my one superpower is being able to tell from a distance who smells. I just know. I can watch television. I just see somebody I can just turn and go, that person smells.
I believe that.
90% of the hippies I see, I go, that person. They
you know who I think smells? Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm not even criticizing or even discussing his politics. Yeah. I just think he looks like he hasn't bathed in many, many weeks.
And I think that he's probably, or he's doing some organic thing where he's like, well, I don't use soap because that's what big government wants you to use.
Like Trump wants me to use soap. Yeah, therefore, I will not use
what
soap.
What I use is I actually have a squirrel that I've captured and I let it go
I rub the tail under my arm.
I get a bucket and then the squirrel attacks me and then afterwards I feel safe and clean. I'm for certain that kid smells.
Yeah.
I guess he's a kid still, right? He's 26, 27?
Ish.
He's only 27?
Yeah.
The scent is 27.
Here, he is. He looks not a day younger than 40-something.
He's a hard living
agree?
Bill.
Drugs will do that to you.
Yeah,
it's not drugs. Bathing will do that to you also.
Yeah. Yeah, he's missing. He's missing showers, there's no doubt.
See what happens when you have all that money. It's such a burden.
That's
and
what it
fame,
is.
You don't want that.
No fame, no money.
See, when you're that famous, you don't need to shower.
Yeah.
People will stop showering to be like you.
And here's what I'll say. Noted millennial George Clooney said this. He said, the age you get famous is the age you stop maturing. And I think that there's probably something to that.
Many examples of that.
Yeah.
So Shia LaBeouf was on Transformers when he was, 14?
He was before that. He was in Holes. Remember Holes?
Oh, yeah.
No. He was a kid from Holes.
Wait, I didn't see Holes.
That
what was
huge.
Holes?
I was in like middle school then.
Yeah.
What was the movie?
Not to be confused with the porno Holes.
Oh, no. Where are we? Wait. 4 minutes even.
Sorry.
You know, I was thinking about this. So we may have more sponsors coming to the podcast.
Oh, nice.
And when I have these conversations, some of these guys are accomplished business entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I, in the back of my head, as I'm talking, I think, which episode are they going to listen to? And at what point does Jay bring up porn?
Oh, you know what? Lady Boners is probably the one that you want to move him towards.
Because I'm thinking I should be sending out episodes. So I think we have to decide amongst ourselves which is the cleanest one to send.
I'm going to be honest with you. You should find someone to go through and just edit me out completely. Send that to people and just say it's the Bill and Jessica and the guest.
Jessica and guest.
And guest. And then people be like, how come there's like all these missing moments from the thing? And just be like, well,
they've been redacted.
Wow. Yeah, redacted.
And there's no picture, so we could just change Jay's voice and name every time.
Absolutely.
There's no video. That is true.
It's, you know what? this is actually a plan. I'm 100% behind this.
We're all dressed pretty well, though, and well-groomed, even though there's no video.
Yeah. No, I mean, I got a show.
Like, Trent definitely showered.
Well, I knew you'd be here, so I figured with you three.
You got a show at Rowan.
I got to go to Rowan. It's 7:30. I'm leaving here. I'm going to go be funny.
I thought your opener was coming.
No, he works. So he said I couldn't get there. 5 o'clock is when he gets off. And he said that he couldn't get off from work and showered and up here in time. And I was like, it's radio. You don't have to shower.
I'm not the shower, really.
And he's like, I think he wants to look good.
Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah. No, Shia LaBeouf would have been like, I'm going to work out and not shower so that I can be there and smell naturally.
I think we have to have a podcast rule that everyone should shower before we get in this room. Like, it's a small room.
Yeah, and it's warm.
We have a shower in the radio station.
It's warm in here. It's small.
Yeah. What's that? We have a shower right here in the building. There's a shower in the bathroom.
Would you ever use the work shower?
I know people did. When we were stranded here for Sandy, people were using that shower.
Really?
I wouldn't go within 100 yards of that shower.
Neither Steve, were they using it or were they using it? You know what I'm saying?
You know,
the
guy
was saying co-workers having sex.
Yeah,
reference. Is that what you're talking about?
Co-worker.
That one went over my head.
I just was wondering if like a romance blossomed perhaps
Jessica,
101.5 shower.
The podcast is Speaking Millennial. I've learned how to speak Jay.
What Jay meant was, are they shooting pornos in that shower?
There we go.
Actually, maybe Jessica speaks Jay better than I do. That's exactly what you were thinking.
I've looked at that shower. The only thing you're shooting in that shower is a snuff film. There's not a chance that an actual porno is going to be shot in there.
It is gross. It's really nasty in there.
I've not been in there.
But they're soap. Like, someone's clearly taking advantage
of that. People used to use it. I think Gerhard used it.
Yeah, there's a plaque. Jim Gerhard was naked in this room once.
He was 40 when he went in, 75 when he came out.
That steam wrinkles you up, Steve.
Yeah. That's when you turn it into a sauna, like a steam bath, you know? Go in there, redo it.
Oh, I think that makes it even worse.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that's a Shia LaBeouf thing right now. It's like, I don't bathe.
Is it Shia or Shia?
I think it's Shia, but I'm going to say Shia.
Because you said Shia, and Trent said LaBeouf.
Is it
LaBeouf? No, I believe it's... So, Jessica, you're the expert here. Who is it?
Shia LaBeouf, but do you really not know how to say that?
Is it? No, hang on. I think it's Shiite, or is it Sunni?
Shiite.
Is it... Which one is it? I always confuse them. I know it's Shia, or Shia. I actually don't know which one it is.
He sounds like a terrorist.
Yeah, well, I mean, he looks...
I don't think he is a terrorist.
No, he's not smart enough.
I think he's actually just a lunatic.
Yeah, no, I think
we could be making fun of someone who's got some mental issues, though.
Yeah. No, I think, you smoke enough crystal meth.
And here's what happens.
You burn out the ability in your brain to think about... Although, I will say this. He's got a motor on him. It's not taking him anywhere, but he's got a motor.
What was he saying? He will not divide us. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
He will not divide us. And he said it over and over again. Did you see that? It was a live stream in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And but two things. One, he divided us pretty quickly. Wherever you stand on Trump, there's not a lot of reaching over across the line going, hey, you know what, brother? Come with me. Not a lot of that.
No.
And number two, wasn't that shut down immediately from violence? Like, didn't people show up to violently attack him saying...
Yes. So we covered that. Who was there? Diana?
Diana was standing there next to him, and she was like, he is crazy.
Yeah.
Have we had Diana on the podcast?
No, we got to get her in.
We had Nicole was here.
Nicole, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to get Diana in to find out if Shia LaBeouf smells. I mean, we got to get, because how close
are we deciding that now? Do you want to vote on this? Is it Shia LaBeouf or Shia LaBeouf? What should we decide?
Yeah,
we can rename him.
You're calling him that on purpose, right?
I'm 96% sure it's Shia.
We really don't know.
Shia? Can we look it up? Shia? Do we not have internet access in this room?
And no, by the way, Shia
LaBeouf. Do you think you are? Radio station? We have no internet access here.
So listen to this. The water cooler broke today.
Oh, what? How do you discuss Game of Thrones?
Guess who fixed it?
Guess who fixed it? Good one, Jay.
Thank you. Yeah.
I had a MacGyver moment.
I fixed it?
Yeah, it was me that fixed it.
I thought you called
MacGyver and Sons Plumbing.
Do millennials know who MacGyver is?
Is he still?
There's a new MacGyver.
Millennials? No, Friday nights at 8 o'clock, brand new MacGyver. Absolutely.
Really?
Right before brand new Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, really? Yeah. They brought back Hawaii 5-0? Mm-hmm.
The guy that plays McGarrett in Hawaii 5-0 could play Bruce Springsteen.
Which one was McGarrett?
Young Bruce Springsteen. McGarrett was the lead detective.
Jack Lord and enough oil in his hair that he actually kept the petroleum industry going in the 60s when gas was like 25 cents. Jack Lord single-handedly You guys,
Jack Lord is so far.
You're just gonna keep going and going until you lose me.
I think we lost you right there. But guess what? You lost me, and I'm older than you.
Jack Lord. He was Y5O.
I thought he was a porn star.
No. Speaking Jack Lord.
Yakov Lord.
Wait, there's either Google searching going on right now.
Jack Lord.
Or we've completely lost Jessica.
In fact, what they did in one of the... My kids love Hawaii Five-O, right? So what they did in one of the episodes, the new McGarrett goes to the old McGarrett for advice, and they did a hologram of Jack Lord. And he's having this conversation with a hologram of old Jack Lord.
See, amazing. Here's what they could have done. They could have taken anybody and said it was Jack Lord, really? And 90% of the audience would have been like, Jack Lord's alive, getting work, good for him.
That's great.
Did you hear about the controversy with Hawaii Five-O?
Two of them dropped off the show.
Because they were offered 15% less than their white co-stars.
But you know what, though? It's not a racial issue. They're not the stars of the show. The star gets paid, and the co-stars get less, you know?
Yeah, I thought... Too, it wasn't like they were making it a racial issue, but it was more
everybody tries to make it a racial issue. When in doubt, make it a racial issue.
Yeah, that's my thinking on this. I don't know if you saw that they were getting 15% less. Yeah. It was the Asian character.
Well, here's the thing: we're going to talk Hawaii Five-O now. Two Asian
we're all in. I'm waiting. Yeah. I'm hoping to learn about Hawaii Five-O from this conversation. Yeah.
The two Asian characters. Well, the original Hawaii Five-O.
I'm going to go get some beer.
I was going to tell you. You're going to like this. Okay, the Asian guy. I think his name is Brian. He's like from Princeton. I think he went to Princeton High School.
What, in Hawaii Five-O? Really? No, it's Daniel Kim.
So you
somebody.
Know all about this?
What? No, I don't. But I know one of the guys like went to Princeton High School, and he's like 34-ish, right?
The guy, his name is Daniel. I don't know if he went to Princeton, but his name is Daniel somebody.
All right, let's go to the Daniel.
He's
Kim.
Doing the key. Daniel Kim. He's doing the King and I now. But Dan, see what happened. The original Hawaii Five-O. You had Jack Lord.
Yeah.
And then you had Danny Williams.
Dano.
And then the two guys, Kono and who's the other one? Kono and
we're going a little deep dive on Hawaii
Five-O
here.
But the two Asian guys in the original were these big monster Oriental guys.
You
the
can't say Oriental, Steve Trev. It's Asian.
If Mike Francesa can say Oriental, I can say Oriental.
Mike Francesa hasn't been tuned in.
Pope says Oriental. But here's the thing. But the two Asian guys. I can't remember the guy's name now. But Kono and the other two.
They were these big guys.
Yeah. Now they bring back Daniel plays the one guy, Daniel Kim.
Right.
And Kono is a girl.
Right.
Kono's a hot girl.
And that's the one, both of those.
And those two. Right. But they were never major factors to begin with. Chin Ho and Kono.
That's where I think it becomes problematic because you want to say, I'm all for diversity and I think that everybody should be getting paid the same amount. However, there are stars of the show. Now, should there be an Asian star of the show? Possibly.
Well,
I mean, that's
goof.
A conversation we could have.
According to the article I read from this guy who covers the show, lives in Hawaii, those two were Korean. And the Korean population in Hawaii, 2%.
Oh.
So if you really want to play the Hawaiian card, cast a Hawaiian.
Yeah,
cast someone Japanese.
That's like another layer of racist, where it's like, oh, well, you kind of look somewhat Asian.
That's
come on in, you're Hawaiian now.
That's what they did.
I feel the two old guys are having a discussion about Hawaii Five-O, and Jessica's just sitting there like, when is Bill coming back with the alcohol?
I know anything about Hawaii Five-O. I just met the guy once and was like, oh, he's from Princeton.
You know, I wonder though.
Celebrity.
Because to
next
me,
step card shows.
Hawaii Five-O was like the early 60s, right? The original incarnation.
It went from 1975 to 1980. No, it went from 1968 to 1980.
Okay, so I was born during it, but this would be the equivalent of a show. When were you born, Jess?
90.
1990. So this would be a show that would start like in 1986 and run through 90. This would be like L.A. Law for you.
I didn't watch that either.
But are you familiar with this?
No.
Like the Lotus Butterfly or Mr. Bracken or Arnie. None of these names are ringing a bell.
No.
No, but you know what? They're able to reboot it because it's been so long. So now they got the hot theme. You know, they got the music.
The hot Asian chick.
They got the hot Asian chick replacing the big fat guy.
We're still doing Wi-Fi.
I brought some beverages.
Oh, bless you.
I can't drink it, Bill, because I have mental problems.
Neither can I, Jay. I'm with you.
Why can't you drink it?
go ahead, Jessica. Tell Jay why you can't have a beer.
I'm on the Blueprint juice cleanse, and I'm not eating for three days.
The Blueprint juice cleanse?
Are you doing a full-blown juice cleanse?
Yeah, I'm not drinking. The only reason I went on it is because I drink so much.
Okay, couple of questions.
So let's have, this is a whole issue.
All right. Mm-hmm. Number one, Blueprint juice cleanse. I'm assuming Jay-Z is behind this.
Probably, okay. Yeah, good guess. I mean, I can't confirm that, but...
I don't know.
Well, he had four albums named Blueprint. Actually, no, he had Blue 1, Blue 2, Blue 3, and then he had a baby,
why they named
Blue
it. Is it
Ivy.
Really Blueprint? Is that what it's called?
How about the Blue Moon shower?
Have you ever done a juice cleanse?
How about the Blueprint cleanse?
I tried once. I got through like half a Saturday and when I got Chinese.
I did it. I have done this.
Okay.
So when we first started the show.
Yeah.
Right? It was like 3 days. I did 3 days to see if I could do it.
You got to do another one soon.
Probably.
We'll
have to explore that later.
It was a weight loss thing for you? You were trying to lose weight for the show?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I could jumpstart getting fit.
Okay.
And I'm like, what if I just try it and see how I feel? I felt great.
How weak were you at the end of it?
I wasn't weak, but I had headaches for like the first 2 days. Right. And then by day three, I was ravenous. So I undid whatever good I had done on day four.
Right.
Well, because all of a sudden I'm having pizza.
That's like, what I did.
I just went right back. Exactly.
Because your body's designed to eat food, Jessica.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Right. Okay. So you did it once before.
I've done it a couple times, and I've drank in while I've done it a couple times. So I'm just not going to do it this time.
So no drinking at all. So the beer is just all right. So we'll move it over here.
But Jessica,
not tempted.
So is this a weight loss thing? Because you're like Audrey Hepburn.
You
thing.
Need
you're
no,
like I, you're a wisp.
Thank you.
You're Willow the Wisp.
Keep going. No, I.
I'm worried that if we sneeze, you're going to be blown against the wall like the picture that's behind you.
No, I went down the shore all weekend. I drank myself to death, and I just have to stop cutting. I have to cut it out.
Oh, but this isn't about weight loss. Thing. This isn't a weight loss thing. This is my liver is starting to pulsate, and I need to make it stop.
And I need to stop skipping. What is he doing?
Are you giving him the bunt sign?
No,
or
my
what?
Son wants to come in and say hello.
So you're on number six.
Hi. Of the day.
Keen.
So you've had six juices today.
And it's 6:30.
Aren't you going to be starving at 8 o'clock?
Well, I'm going to finish this at 7. I'll go
but
to
you
bed
don't
at
like
8.
That one.
You can't eat at all? All you can do is
well,
drink?
I've had six of these.
There's no, there's eat. And there's no mutts.
No mutts.
No mutts.
That's not happening. Yeah.
What is mutts?
So
mutts,
when you get something on your face.
Fresh mozzarella.
It's when you get something on your face. You got a little mutz there.
Let me
get
that. Oh,
that's schmutz.
Oh,
okay. Schmutz. That's the Yiddish mush for schmutz.
No, but I need to get back to this. You're drinking just juice. That's not good for you. That's not. Nobody should just do one of anything. That you should be drinking water and eating regular food.
She's in a pretty good mood, though.
Are those your views on marriage, too?
You're in a really good mood for someone that has had nothing but five juices all day.
I feel great. I haven't had a drink in like 13 hours.
Okay, it mixed well with vodka. You got to try
number
it.
Number one,
he's feeling great.
Number one, we got to get
your
chip.
Sponsor, so I can't talk about the name, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, I like it. Very nice.
Right?
Yeah.
But I got to ask, like, the reason why you're in a good mood is your brain is eating itself. That's
no.
You're shutting down. All your facilities are shutting down. I don't think that there should be any diet where you're just doing one thing. I think that that's bad for you. I think you need to have
is,
like.
Yeah, you need balance. You need something's going to make you happy for the rest of your life. And if you don't have that, juice,
right, a little bit of everything is good for you.
So in this juice,
mm-hmm. Yes,
cashew milk. Blueberry, cashew.
Yeah.
Dates, cinnamon, and vanilla.
That's
that sounds delicious.
That does sound delicious.
This sounds like dessert to me.
It sounds like something you should drink after a regular meal, Jessica. Yeah, what are you doing to yourself? You're killing yourself.
You know what
this.
You're going
to
do by the third day.
I'm sorry. I was just.
Everything is good in moderation, and I'm not doing it for the rest of my life. I'm doing it for 3 days.
3 days. Someone on Chasing did this for 30 days.
Who did
no,
that?
Was didn't.
Yes, or
was that like a record
days.
Story? Or something?
I thought.
No, attempted to.
Well, didn't actually make it.
Well, they died.
They died.
It was the equivalent of a hunger strike.
They're no longer chasing. They're running a lot slower. Now they're caught.
Okay, but so this isn't a weight loss thing. I just want to make sure. This is just because you're feeling like your body is not like in a healthy place right now, and this is going to help you get healthy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like
so that's a positive.
By the third day.
It's not like Wellbutrin positive, but it's.
Wellbutrin positive is the kind of positive that everybody in this room could use.
See, Jay would be crushing up the Wellbutrin right in there, mix it up with the blueberry, all good.
So a pizza in there, you know, a couple of hamburgers and fries by the third day.
I will say this. You do feel good. They're delicious. So I did this. Yeah, I was told, like, hey, you're at the weight you should be.
Mm-hmm.
Point being, when I started the show, don't gain any weight.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
You were told that?
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
I was told I was fat by Hallmark.
Do they make you weigh in like every for months?
But there's a look.
And you shake your head. For sure they did.
But
now when I lose weight, my head looks bigger.
When you lose weight? Yeah, because your body gets smaller.
Yeah, I just have a big head. Although someone pointed out the other day that I don't really have a big head.
Yeah, my buddy Vinny said, he didn't think your head was big enough to make that joke.
The whole... I know, but the joke works.
I think the joke stays. I think that Vinny was being overly critical there.
I think it's everyone knows someone with a big head that they have to point and laugh at when you say that.
Yes, that's it. And that's what happened the other night. People started looking at each other.
Yeah.
And you get one person with a big head and they're like, oh,
Big head.
I get it. Big head, sure.
I often comment on the head size of babies because I'll go, look at the size of the head on that kid. Good kid. Because to me, a big-headed baby is a good thing to have. It's good. And I
you're birthing the baby.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, that's why God made me a man. Every once in a while, I'll see like a baby, and I'll go like, look at the size of the head on that kid. This is a good-looking kid, big-headed kid. And moms, a lot of times, don't like that. The mom will go like, what are you talking about? My baby's got a big head.
Negative.
I'm like, no, I'm Lithuanian. I like big-headed people. Big-headed people.
Lithuanian? How does that play into Lithuanian?
How do you know that?
We are
you do
23andMe or whatever the thing is?
No, I talked to my grandmother.
No, see, I talked to my grandmother, and I was told I was half Italian.
You're not?
No, I'm 17% Italian and part Japanese.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know this, huh?
I did not know this.
But we got to have Steve on more, because I think Trevalise needs to catch up with like all the things that are going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I can't believe you didn't know it was Jessica, not her mom.
I thought it was your mom. I said, look at this. I see Jessica's glove because her mom loves it.
We had a whole a podcast about it, and then we wrapped it up, and Steve walked into the room once we were done and was like, your mom called me last night.
And we didn't correct him.
No.
I felt.
Yeah, nobody corrected me. Yeah, she did.
By the way, Steve, I argued vociferously never to tell you. I said, just let Steve enjoy the fantasy of this Jessica's mom loving him.
Did I bring this up? I think I did. Sorry. Right. Sorry, Steve.
Ruin the surprise.
Yeah. If, by the way, someone calls me up at any time or you hear something like on Twitter, like, oh, Jay's my favorite part of the podcast. And then it turns out to be like...
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying it could be like somebody that's later convicted for, you know, murdering 26 people. You don't need to tell me that.
The last words before the chair.
And this is not to put Jessica on the spot, but just back to the juice cleanse for a minute.
Yes.
I just have a question. Okay. This is day three or this is day two?
Day one.
All right, so here's why I ask. We have a meeting on Monday.
Yes, we do.
You're going to be a lot of fun at that meeting. Barbecue.
Yeah.
So
you're not going to be able to eat?
You're going to be done. You got to be done by then.
Oh, I'm going to be... Long done.
Yeah. Excellent. All right.
Bring
just looking
food.
Out for you. Just looking out for you.
I just need Press to return it. To something. I said, believe it or not, Hallmark said I was too fat. And Jessica gave me a look like, of course.
You lost like 50 pounds since then.
I know.
You really have. You lost a lot of weight.
I was really fat. Yeah.
Wait, what did you just say that I may need to start a juice cleanse or it was one of
I
those
was things? Just teasing you.
That's all right.
Because you were so clear. You were like, I've done it once and like, I don't need to do that again.
It's like a body jump start. You do feel better. And I did not feel weak. Do you?
Like, no.
I worked out through the whole thing.
This thing is 200.
You're getting the nutrients. You can
280 calories.
Third day, you want to eat.
Well, I don't think it's bad in the sense of like you're probably getting all your nutrients and everything. It's just I always think back to like when we evolved. Like at no point did our ape ancestors like go like, you know what? I'm only going to drink juice.
So you're basing it on the ape ancestors. I'm thinking we've evolved. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but we haven't evolved that much. Let's be honest. We're still 99.6%
ape. If we're doing juice cleanses, we have not evolved that much.
Yeah, I mean,
I think you're missing the point of the juice cleanse. The health benefit with the kale, celery,
you can have that anyway and have normal food.
Yeah.
So one of them is the lemon. Is that still as good?
Yeah.
It's a lemon cayenne.
Yeah, I've
I think
heard
you
about
should mix vodka in it.
That's gotta be, yeah, it's gotta it's, be hot. Bloody Trev, Mary, some delicious. Tomato juice in
right,
it, too.
So you're it's saying delicious. We haven't changed that much like since our like ancestors,
from
right?
our monkey days, yes.
Right, no. But think of how long they walked for and how many days they probably couldn't have food and they like went days without
True.
Eating.
True.
And everyone wakes up for breakfast in the morning. They have a pork roll and cheese sandwich yep. with avocado on it. And then they go sit down for lunch after they've been sitting at their desk all day.
You make a good point. Yeah, that's why I'm vacationing this year in the African savannah.
And they have pizza for dinner once a week.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
I'm guessing you're not going. Are you really going to Africa?
What a
no, I'm not
body.
Really going to Africa.
Now, Jessica asked that question for a very serious reason. I have talked about going to Africa.
For
I
want
to go to Ghana. Were you there when I started talking about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the show.
Colin Kaepernick just went to Ghana.
Oh,
God. Now you still want to go
really?
To Ghana?
No, that's it. Now I'm out. Well, really? Did he? Why?
He wanted to get in touch with his roots. He wanted to get in touch with where he came from. He wanted to go someplace where nobody would ask him about the flag.
But let me say this. I hate him too. Ghana is one of the more advanced economies in Africa. They have the most Americanized rules for employment. Europeans vacation there. There are 5-star resorts on the ocean and pizza. No, they sell pizza.
And pizza?
Right? That's right.
They have water from New York City shipped out to Ghana, and they sell the New York pizza there.
They ship the water from New York to Ghana.
I would just like to be on that boat when the pirates show up. And they're like, what do you have on this boat? And it's like, oh, this is pizza water? It's like, what is pizza water? It's so that the rich Europeans can have water for their pizza. Oh, so they drink the water. No, we just make pizza with it because it makes the pizza taste like... And kills everyone on that boat out of frustration.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
They're still
drinking the water from the river. But this water is the pizza. Right?
It's not even a restaurant. It's a food truck.
That goes to Ghana?
So they put the food truck in Ghana. They ship in the water. They make the pizza. It's a big hit, or so I think.
You know what? Sometimes
I want to go have pizza in Ghana.
I hear about stuff like this, and I say to myself, like, the terrorists are right.
Maybe we haven't evolved.
You know what? When they hate us for our freedom, maybe they should. Maybe they have a point.
Pizza in Ghana. I mean, you have to accompany that with the white sandy beaches,
right?
The water.
I think
you're almost on the equator in Ghana, right. Maybe 50 to 100 miles north.
Let me pose to you.
Sunshine, beach, sand.
Bill, let me just pose to you this.
And pizza.
How about North Wildwood, Bill?
Yeah.
It's the same experience.
Boardwalk fries. You got the whole thing.
And you know what? They don't have to ship water. They do ship a lot of Hep C vaccines.
I was going
to
say, from Ghana.
Yeah.
I used to love Wildwood as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. I still go there every summer.
Do you still go?
Yeah. Have you been to Asbury Park?
I have not been to Asbury Park.
You got to check out Asbury Park.
As a kid, you went or recently you went?
Asbury Park. I went last week.
It's amazing. Nice now or it used to be nice?
It's you know what? The other boardwalks, like when you go to Seaside is like when I was a kid, we stayed in Seaside. When I was a teenager, we rented in Seaside.
Where did you grow up? What town did you grow up?
Well, Union City. But down there, we'd always go to Ortley Beach. That would be like the summer thing. Then, Point Pleasant, that's where the families go. But it's all tied to like back in the day, we did this. Even Wildwood, they all come from Philadelphia. Asbury right now is it's a very hip, very contemporary, very right now is what you've got. You got this cross section of a lot of millennials, a lot of you got hipsters, you got gays, then you got like religious people, but it's all, you don't get that vibe of the old days. There's like a street musician every 25 feet. Little Asmar's down there playing the bass.
Is he?
I took both my kids and said, look at this. Here's this kid, right? He's got the bass and he's playing Stevie
Wonder.
Oh, yes.
We've had him on the show. I've had him on here. We've had him on Chasing.
Yeah.
He's playing Stevie Wonder and people are like jumping over each other, pushing each other out of the way to throw money into his bucket. I said to my boys, see that? Gets your job.
Yeah.
And then they have so you got a nice vibe. They got the Silver Ball Museum. So you got this.
Yeah, but how's the food?
Food is unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah.
They actually ship Ghana water
They do. They have the Ghanaese
restaurant. Ghanaese? How do you say that?
The Ghanaese restaurant has very good Ghana water.
Right. Madame Marie's fortune-telling stand from the Springsteen album is there, right? You walk in.
I'm not a Springsteen fan, as you know, but...
You're not a Springsteen fan?
No.
You're not an American?
Really?
You don't like... What don't you like about Bruce Springsteen?
You don't know this?
Jay, I've done full shows on Bruce Springsteen. You can save this for another podcast, but it's his politics. It's how he infuses the politics. And I think he's anti-cop and it bugs me.
I don't think he is. The only thing I know for sure.
41 shots and his attitude toward the NYPD and some of the concerts he's done. I don't like it.
The only thing I know for sure is he's anti-sleeves. It's the only thing I 100% know for sure is that he does not like sleeves.
Somebody put up a statue. There's like this bronze replica of Bruce Springsteen in Princeton. And I drive by it and I'm like, someone move that. Like, I want to swerve. And I
feel like I don't engage.
I feel like there's a lot of Republicans that don't like Bruce Springsteen because in 84, They all were thinking that Born in the USA was like a pro-America song. Like, remember Reagan?
They got to Reagan.
Reagan was like, oh, well, this is a really good song. Let's play it. And then everybody's like, you know, this is like a terrible tragedy about a Vietnam vet who's like left alone by the government, right? And he's like, I still like it.
It's a protest song.
I agree
song.
With him on that.
Yeah. It was a protest song.
Yeah, it's fine. It's his politics during the concert. I asked Swendeman this, my producer
right.
in the morning.
Right.
He's like, I've been to Bruce's concert, and he does. Sometimes he'll spend like 30 minutes on politics, and he's hostile. He gets negative. He gets like, you know, and this cop thing makes me crazy.
Well, you know, Amy Schumer does the same thing. But the problem is, remember what she did in Tampa? When she's got a concert on a Sunday night and everybody shows up, and then she starts threatening to throw people out who were pro-Trump.
It's too much.
But you paid money to see her perform. You're a fan. Like,
but
you
that
pay
could
to
be a
part
Bruce. Of that performance, though.
If it was
her.
Funny,
she's very political.
If it were comedy,
I don't think she's funny.
See, I've been thinking about this because you hear this all the time. It's like, keep your politics out of it. But I was thinking about it, like, you go with the platform that you have, right? So like, everybody we know has politics on Facebook, right? Because they're all on Facebook and they're like, here's my meme of Al Gore doing something.
Right.
If you have a platform, right? You use the platform. Why is that bad?
Jay, because you and I have common ground on this.
Who are you marketing towards, and what are you using it for? What do your people expect of you? They expect you to be political. They expect you to give, you're an opinion guy. You're making your money on your opinion. You're making your money on your comedy. He makes his money on his voice, on his singing. So I'm coming to hear your opinion, your comedy, and his singing. When I go to hear him sing, instead wasting 30 minutes on politics is like five songs I would rather have heard.
Now, the one thing, and that makes sense, and I think a lot of people feel that way. My issue is I don't agree with his politics. I have no issue with a musician that I agree with.
Okay, so it's...
Did you like his music?
I did like Bruce's music. I actually like his style. I like the fact that he's got kind of a rough voice and he's a Jersey guy, but the politics is too much. I don't agree with him, and I think he's a bit of a hypocrite with the way, you know, the tax breaks he's gotten on some of his properties. He lectures everybody else. I just can't stand it.
Okay,
but if he was a guy that agreed with me, then I'd be like, oh yeah, I love that guy.
You know what? That's a far more honest take, because I would say, not that your take is dishonesty, but I would say that I go to my uncle's Facebook for pictures, not for political commentary, but we still get it. Like, we're living in a world now where there's nonstop.
Paying for it there.
Yeah, but I'm paying time,
it's different.
Like, you know when you're going to, like, I opened for Nick DiPaolo, Nick DiPaolo, the comedian. And he opens up by saying, I voted for Trump, and Hillary, he says, is the C word, is what he does. And he opens.
That's how he opens.
That's his opening line. Right. And
is he political? I didn't even know that.
Well, no, he's not really political.
Comedian, you could be anything you want. But you're giving your opinion, your views on everything.
It rolls right into it, because he hears gasps. And he's like, oh, if you're gasping, your fault. Because what, you didn't look up who was headlining? What, you just walk into a concert and hope that it's REO Speedwagon? You're like, oh, I really hope it's REO. Like, I love REO Speedwagon.
Doing material.
Right. So, but it's a good point, though, that like, I think now at this point, if anybody goes to a Springsteen concert and goes, well, I was surprised he spoke about politics, I think you know
at
this point.
No, right? Yeah, I'm an example. My goodness. What's his name? George Lopez. Mm-hmm. So George Lopez is at the Stress Factory, and he says this comment about cops. About deporting cops.
Right.
Now, I don't agree with his political stance, but I had no issue with it because he was making fun of himself. He started making fun of his Hispanic background. Like, the guy was doing his bit. And one comment out of it was something that I might not agree with.
Right.
But he's got a right to say it. So a lot of people are like, oh, you got to boycott George Lopez. Why? It's comedy.
Right.
He may be an idiot. I may not agree with him. Or it just might be hilarious.
Because there are people who make their money by pointing that out in other people. And now, that's their job. Not their job, but that's their money. Follow the money. It's all about the money. That's why we'll never be the United States of America again.
I think millennials, though, don't want to hear the politics when they go to a concert. I don't know.
Well, I went to the Amy Schumer show, and she did a political rant, and it was endless. It's just a lecture. And then Aziz Ansari followed after her, and I left in the middle of it because he was going on about gun control, and it wasn't funny at all. And
you
I was like,
for a comedy show.
What am I doing here? It's such a bad time. It's hot.
I think it's telling.
Yeah, well, I in a situation like that, I do wonder if they were taking it not very seriously. Just in the sense that I have gone on rants, but generally I go on a rant where it's like in the middle of a show where I'm doing very well and I'm trying to work something out. You know, like I have an opinion on something. I'm going to talk about it and hopefully I'll find some comedy there. But you're saying this looked like prepared remarks that they were doing and it was just like a long rant that didn't have any jokes in it.
Oh, there was no hint of a joke in it.
Gotcha.
They sometimes just get so full of themselves that people want to hear exactly what they say, regardless of whether it's funny or not. And that's where it goes wrong. Right. How many comics you have on the radio? Right? You're on the radio, you're here to be funny. You're the comedian, be funny. And they think it's the Rolling Stone interview.
Who is the guy? Right. I'm not going to remember his name. He was so angry.
Steve Trevelise.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? For a future podcast, I'll have his name. I tweeted it. His point, you know, I do the point with everyone, right? Yeah. I point. He gave the finger.
Oh, that's edgy. That guy's living on the edge.
But he was angry. Like he had this anger in him. And I think there's a difference. Like that, I wouldn't go see his show.
Yeah.
No, he's too angry. I'm like, stop being so angry. My God, we live in America.
A lot of comics are angry.
Where they get.
They're either angry or depressed.
The angst is where it comes from.
But you're trying to. I think there's a certain degree of. You're trying to get a handle on whatever it is that's bugging you, whether you're angry or depressed. You're trying to find a way out of it. And a lot of times making a joke out of it is a good way to sort of make it smaller so you can laugh at it. But then, you know, you do that and it doesn't go away. You know, you still have it. So you don't know how to make it better.
Your political material is not offensive.
No.
So, I'm pro-Trump. I'm a gun owner. All these things. You have a funny thing about guns and Trump. You got to go. Trev's got
to
leave.
I got to go talk to New Jersey.
Steve Trevelise.
I'll give them your regards.
All right. Well, Steve Trevelise, where do we find you? At Real Steve Trev on Twitter.
Steve Trev.
All right. And Steve Trevelise, listen to him every weeknight, Monday through Thursday.
7 to 11
on New Jersey 101.5. And then where do they find you on Friday?
On Friday, I could be anywhere. Oh, WIP. Sports Radio.
You do sports radio, too.
Yeah.
We're going to have you back because we got to talk sports.
You tell me when.
We're going to talk Pete Rose.
And you like my comedy. Now I know where it came from. So this
we
is
need
good.
More Hawaii 5-0 talk on this podcast.
We need more Hawaii 5-0, and I need more backers of Pete Rose.
I will do my research. Chin Ho Kelly. That's the guy's name.
Chin Ho Kelly.
Ono and Chin Ho Kelly.
Is that the guy?
That was the guy.
All right, get some mutts.
He did the accounting for the Kelly gang.
Bye.
See you later, Trev.
Yeah. Do we have time for two?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Are we good right now? Should we sign off? I mean, Trev left. It kind of took the wind out of
it. Yeah, I think it's a good place to end.
And, we got a good clip discussion, though.
I would agree so. Yeah, I mean, I think that it's good when we can talk a little bit of politics because you and I have differing views, but I think that we're civil about it. And there's not a lot of that.
You and I can have a conversation.
Yeah.
And I find that there are some people that just cannot, they don't want to have a conversation at all.
Negative. They get negative and they want to fight you.
You see it on the set. Like some people get their backs up, even people I work with.
Well,
and like you can tell they're seething. Like, how do I come at them now? Or they don't want to talk to me.
Well, I think, and again,
I think I'm relatively friendly.
We're talking, you know, millennials here. And I think it is a symptom of a world where everybody can go find the news that they like. And what I mean is, if aliens landed, okay, tomorrow on the White House lawn, and they came out and they said something political, like, you know, remember what was the one with they came down and said stop using nuclear weapons, right? Keanu Reeves did a remake of it. I'll think of the title in a second. Like if they came down, and they said, listen, we're aliens, and you guys, the global warming's out of control. We've been watching from space. Stop with the global warming stuff. Or they came down and they said, you know, your planet's about to go through a cold snap. You better start using fossil fuels much, much quicker right now so that you can stop the cold snap from coming. How would anyone believe it? Like, where would the common ground be? Because the right would say, fake news, not a real alien. That's what the Hillary wants you to believe. The left would go, well, that's obviously Jared Kushner in a mask. That is not a real alien. It would be the biggest news in the history of the world, but no one would believe it because if it didn't fit into the mindset that they already brought to the table, they would just go, no, baloney. I don't believe that.
We need to get some congressmen on this podcast. Like, I'd like to get some people in politics, in office, and have this conversation about politics and millennials, how they relate. What do you think?
Well, I tried a booker for the people in the New Jersey. I don't want to say her name. I don't know. She was like, I don't want to lose my job. Sorry, I'm not coming.
Let's just go by E. We'll call her E.
Yes.
Right? So, which I also call my daughter, but this in this case, it's letter of a first name.
I call my manager from back home E. She's in my entourage.
I was calling my daughter. Wait, when did Entourage come out? Who started? I think I started.
2002 to 2009.
My daughter was born in 97, so I was first.
Mm-hmm.
They got it from me.
Yeah, probably.
Go figure.
It's a thing.
Yeah, and they got turtle from me because I moved slowly.
I'm sorry.
So E. All right,
so
E.
So I don't know. I got off on a tangent. Right, so we're going
to
sign off.
It's going to be a
now.
Hard sell to get them to come on here with all the E's on the podcast.
I think we can do it.
The explicits.
Oh, that's what it is.
Well, just tell them it'll be one that isn't explicit.
Like Phil Murphy might come on. Kim Guadagno, I'd love to have him on. This is how you relate to millennials. This is why our sponsors. Now, first of all, before we sign off.
Oh, yeah.
Vinny Brand, Stress Factory. So stressfactory.com. There are a couple things. First of all, you got to make sure that if you're listening to this, if you listen to it from the New Jersey 101.5 website, nj1015.com, you've got to subscribe. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. And then once you do that, you don't have to think about it because right. It just populates. It just pops in on your phone as a thing.
And after you subscribe, go to stressfactory.com and look at all the great comics that are coming to the Stress Factory.
Yeah, and good. You can also click on my show page on nj1015.com, and all Vinny's stuff is there. So Vinny Brand Stress Factory is our sponsor. And
he'll be on here in another two podcasts.
Is he coming too? He'll be on episode 16?
Something like that.
Yeah. All right, so I want to talk about offensive words in the next podcast.
Let's do it. Next week.
Let's see how we do. Next week.
Sit by your computer. Don't move. 168 hours.
Subscribe so you don't have to think about it. All right, I am Bill Spadia here with Jessica Nutt and Jay Black. Find us on Twitter at Bill Spadia, at Chasing Jess Nutt, and then somehow you'll just bump into Jay Black along the way.
That's right.
See you next time.